You have to understand that I'm speaking not as a musicologist. Music is not primarily my field. And I know I am emphasizing aspects which may not be the aspects that a musicologist would emphasize.
He's too much a musician that anything else would interfere with his musical ideas. You know, we never talked politically. But in the case of Casals, certainly I doubt that it had anything to do with his music.
Of course, a man who is a student of music should be intimately familiar with the name of Casals, purely from a cultural viewpoint.
Of course, he's 100% musician, and nothing can really influence the music. It influenced him personally, of course. He was very greatly hurt that he could not go back to his people, that he could not play for the Catalans. He's a terribly proud Catalan. He loves the language, etc. But musically, I doubt it has had any effect on him.
I'm fully aware of the fact that he revolutionized the handling of the stringed instrument. But in that area, I still am very conscious of the fact that I am a neophyte.
Whenever he plays Bach, it is the most natural function. He plays the Bach suites like I breathe or sleep, and it sounds so effortless, seems a bad word, but it's the most effortless way of playing without being non-committal. It is very committal. I personally have always considered him as the symbol of the noblest and the most elegant string playing that I have ever heard. In watching him at close range, it is amazing to find how much wisdom is in this playing to get this finesse.